All right. I am going to attack with Persuasive Prognosis. And I'm playing as new. Reactions.
Hold up. I got to read this card real quick. What does this do? Wait, what does your hero do? All right, I'm going to need a minute.
Okay. Thinking on the stack.
That was a cue for someone
else. I'll block with Evasive Leap Blue.
No, Blake, that was mine. I wanted to block with Evasive Leap Yellow.
Double block and thinking.
Boom. What you gonna do now, bro?
I still don't know what this card does. Soup. We should just call that card soup.
Card's so sick.
All right. Well, great job, everybody. Welcome to the reaction step. We're back.
We're back. We're doing it. This is our show within a show, our podcast within a podcast, our video within a video, where we're going to yet again do an art draft, but this time it's part of the Mist Veil. Let's go!
The best time of every set.
The best time of every set, the best set. Colin is doing dance moves.
No, dude, I'm stretching. Whip your happy ass. Pride.
Oh, shit. Wow. I have a particular strategy. We'll see if you guys can.
Is art draft short for Arthur Draftington or something?
Let's go. Happy Pride.
That's what they call me. Happy Pride to everyone who celebrates.
Hell yeah. Okay, so last time we did this, there was no clear winner, and that is on you, the community. So your homework after you listen to this is to find us on any social media anywhere. In particular, it would be most useful on the YouTube page. That would be the easiest place to do it, but not everybody wants to do that. So I leave it open to all of you. But if you're going to choose one, choose YouTube. Leave a comment below on who you think has the best draft. So what's going to happen is we are going to go in an order, snake style. We're going to do it snake style. So we're going to snake back around, and which is on theme for this set. There are a lot of snakes. And we're each going to get 5 picks, and then whoever assembles the greatest 5 art pieces in Part the Mist Veil, Flesh and Blood set, number whatever, will be declared the winner, and then they will get lorded over the rest of us. So you got to leave a comment when you're like, Taylor, you crushed it yet again. You're 5 for 5 in this series. Great job. The other guys should just stop showing up, and it should just be you talking about the 5 that you love. So when you leave that comment, that would be great. Did I miss anything? We need to figure out our order. Colin, you're the master of the name organizer.
Let me go to the great site. Shout out to wheelofnames.com. We're spinning the wheel. Didn't even have to input our names because they were already there for some weird internet reasons. And I think this is broken because it says Taylor is first.
Go!
Which is just terrible.
I think I would spin again.
Yeah, it's terrible news for everyone. But going first is sometimes wrong.
It's a blessing and a curse, yeah.
You know?
Not in this set, baby.
I just did Taylor again. Come on, man.
Hell yeah. See, this is what I mean. You can't stop me if I get all the picks.
All right. Second up, Zane, baby.
Ooh. So
damn butt of the snake.
This is our producer, Colin Snakebutt Honigman.
Yeah, that's what they call me because of an incident. Oh my god, I am. I shouldn't be streaming this because it was like on me and then it just said Blake.
Oh my god.
So here we are. We've got our order for the first art draft of the Mist Veil, Part the Mist Veil set.
First and only
season. And it is going to be Taylor, Zane, Blake, Colin. Like we said, snake style is in effect. You know, this is, first of all, shout out to all of the artists in Flesh and Blood and all artists of the world. You know, if you're out there making art and you don't feel appreciated, we appreciate you. Do your thing. You know, it's not easy to do it. But especially shout out to the Flesh and Blood artists. They are super nice people. They show up to our events and let us nerd out on their art, which I'm sure is a weird feeling. Just to have people hopefully compliment you all day, but also then give you money for you to like meticulously sign their name on a card. But yeah, I think they crushed it on this set. So yeah, it's going to be, I don't know. Taylor said it's going to be hard. I think it was very easy. There's clearly some just amazing art on these cards that I'm hoping you skip over for your weird strategic reasons. So let's find out.
That's true. This was a hard set for me to, first off, I can't believe, like, every time we do this and I do the deep dive where I do the zoom in of the pictures and I'm like, man, this is crazy. I'm always surprised that I feel like every set is such a banger and better than the last set and that sort of thing. And that's just unprecedented. The other thing I will say, having seen these cards in person, I feel like the printing, the Belgium printing is so good. Like the cards are so clear. This is, I think, one of the best printed sets. It's like the cards aren't dark, too dark and stuff. And the foiling, they've gotten even better at the foiling. So shout outs to the Cardamundi for printing great cards and doing a great job. So shout out to them also.
They famously listen to this show. So
yeah, totally. Who knows? It's maybe a boring job where you watch cards be printed and you got headphones in and maybe you're listening to Flesh and Blood. Who knows?
Dude. I hope so. If you are, thanks. Shout out right now. The Attack Action Podcast, as loud as you can, because that's how we're spreading the news about the show. I appreciate everyone's support in this campaign. It's a grassroots campaign, so it's all about you and you sharing your love. So thank you. All right, should we do
with it? With that, in the 2024 Part the Misfail Art Draft, the first pick, I will choose Meridian Pathway, Mystic Illusionist Legs. The fanciest feat we got in the set, for sure.
A set with a lot of feet, too.
Yep. The artist is Mario Wibiziono. Eesh. Sorry if I messed your name up, Mario, but great job. I
think that's exactly how you pronounce it.
I think so. Great. I'm even wearing kind of similar colors, the blues and the pinks and the purples. And there is the clear, you know, jeweled feet. And then you can see the literal meridian pathway in the background there. So yeah. Very cool card. Very beautiful. And fanciest feat in the set. Maybe. We'll find out.
Basically like a vaporwave footsteps, you know, which... You can't go wrong. If they had like a marble head bust like in the back and a checkered floor, we'd be such into a vibe that I'm all about. But yeah, good pick. It's a good pick. It's not on my list, to be honest. But
not on my list. Not even on my list. Not
even on the list.
Because your guys' lists are inferior. You're going to find out when I coup de grace you. With the fifth pick, you guys are gonna be fucked. Okay,
your next pick is like 10 away, so get ready, buckle up. Yeah. You're about to get art drafted by Arthur Draftington.
When you said you were stoked on having the first pick because it was easy, I thought for sure you were going for the real best art in the set, but apparently not. With the true first pick, aka the second pick in the draft, I will take Traverse the Universe, specifically the beautiful extended art. I love this art style that Olga Tereshenko has kind of came into with the abstract and like circles behind a person, kind of like the halo effect art. It's all just so cool and like distinct to Olga. Yeah, hell yeah. Like as soon as I saw, I think it was Cosmic Awakening, I was like, oh, it's that's Sonata Galaxia's artist. And it was. And then we saw Traverse and I was like, that's the Sonata Galaxia artist. And it was.
Yeah.
Like before I'd even read the name. And I just like the art, the visual language is so clear. The style of this card is just so sick. So stoked to have it at two.
That's a good
choice.
Yeah,
it's a lot of value. Yeah, it's pretty good.
That was on my list.
Yeah.
And that EA goes so hard.
It's dope. Blake, you go.
I think one thing we said last time, which maybe resonated with some people, I do think Traverse Universe will be like an iconic art for like 5 years of what you remember from this set or whatever, of like equal parts. That's exactly where we are. Location wise, vibe wise, and like the card is going to be super strong because like throughout the history of Fab, I think the intersection of super cool art on super good cards is kind of what we do iconic cards with. And I think 5 years from now, you're going to be like, oh, that's the Traverse the Universe set, right? And you're going to be like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's dope. It's got like a Art Nouveau style. Like there's some really good stuff going on with like the lighting and shading. It's like it's got a lot of depth, but then this crazy kind of flat background that is also like endless, which is kind of cool. So good. I don't know, there's a lot of good stuff in this card, a lot of good detail. I want to get this. Hopefully Olga comes to a thing I go to and I can get a print, or I'll just find their website and then buy it, because that's a thing you can do. Support artists. Totally. Buy their shit.
Truly, yeah. Do that.
Great choice, Zane. Great choice. Thank you. Winning, just so you know, Taylor.
Look, it's a long draft, and it's not just one pick. It's the culmination of all five. What five can you assemble? Okay?
That's what they say.
Like the Cleveland Browns say that, yeah. If you're wondering, my bad for yawning earlier, my bad for rubbing my eyes, we're up 8 a.m. on Pride Month doing this. So we're, okay, well,
some of us were here on time.
We're really, we got this. I also was up till 2 in the morning playing the game because it's so freaking good right now. Get out there and try these new heroes. My pack one, pick three of the art draft visual element here, we got the young Enigma.
God damn it.
I think this is equal parts of like what could a card be, you know? And I think for Enigma young hero, I like that it is, what is Enigma all about? Is she it seems like she's like just laying in a pond with fish. I don't know, there's no fish in here. Maybe there's like some flowers around her. I think it's something where you're like, what is going on here? Is this like, I'm making an illusion all around me, I'm doing all this stuff. I think all the like random young hero cards where you're like, who really cares about this art? I'm going to be playing CC. This is the first time where I'm like, am I allowed to play the young hero as my hero for this hero? Because I love this art so much. I think that's a cool thing. I just like, I think this is a technique art wise from that I can't even really say, but it evokes a lot of this. What are we trying to say? It evokes, I know we're not actually in the eastern part of the world because it's Wraith, but this evokes a lot of like everything about the era that they're trying to get from, the location and all this stuff. And I think it's really cool. I don't know who the artist is because I'd have to flip my mark.
It's Mazoa. It's Azure Mazoa.
Goated.
It's Azure Mazoa, I think. She is. I'm going to get this sign one day and it's going to be like, I don't know. But look at that. Look at that sign. That's cool too. That's what everyone sees. But I think the full on hair everywhere is super sick.
It's
okay.
It's so good. It's like normally the young heroes are like less appealing isn't the right word, but they're almost like,
simpler. Like the background toned, is like
yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Toned down. And this one is fucking ramped up to 12 out of 10, which is cool. And I would like that precedent. I also it also kind of tells a bit of a story, which is always one of my favorite things in the games, is when the art tells a story about, you know, and it asks questions. You think, like, why are you in a pool? You know, what are you doing? Taking a nap in a pool? Are you being born out of this vat of illusionist goo? Is that what's happening? And you're coming into the world?
She's learning how to spectral shield and add one counters.
Yeah, totally. So, I don't know. It's great art. Great pick, Blake. Well done.
Great pick,
Thank Blake. You.
I'm so mad.
Yeah, poor Colin.
But you get two now, basically. You get the end of this round and the beginning of next round, which is strategic.
No, it just sucks. No, this goes way too hard for a young illusionist. I don't know why this isn't the old card, because the old one just, she's just like a person standing there. I'm just like, why is her young one so good? But it's great. Love this. Really been enjoying Azure Mazoa's art. Met her at the Pro Tour in Los Angeles. And she was very nice. And I'm just devastated here. I don't even know what to do. It's terrible. Well, okay. two of my favorite possible first round picks already taken. So I guess we're going to do this. Sorry, I gotta stop looking at my notes and also type in stuff. We're gonna go with the very beautiful Pass Over. This card I like for a lot of reasons. I don't know. It's just color is great. I like the kind of split in half. I don't know. It feels like, is this water? Is this just her dress, you know, fabric? Like it has like a lot of cool textural elements. It looks like the sun is shining bright behind her head, and yeah, it's just a very cool looking card, as you know, especially in the Marvel class. I think that's you know, the only way you want to play these Mystic cards is if they're all Marvel, so get some. But yeah, very very much into this one. There's a lot of good Mystic Marvels, so this might not be my last pick on in that front. We'll see.
I think this is a great pick. There's so much going on in this in a really fun way. Like I even love the flowers and that there are fish included in the blue part. You know, it's freaking sweet. It's great. And it looks super good with the Mystic border too, you know, in its regular non-Marvel form. It's a great card. Really fun.
I didn't even know there was a person on there until you said that.
there's so much going on in that card, yeah, but it's all so like interesting to look at and so like well balanced. Yeah.
And it has like a painted on a canvas vibe to it. You know what I mean? If that makes sense. That's what I see.
I do.
Oh, okay. I feel like it has like mixed media feels, you know, it's like, it's like someone painted on a canvas and then they meticulously like carefully drew on top of it, which I think is, is really cool. There is a person on there, Blake. Who are they? Who knows? All right. Boom.
Great job. First round.
Over.
Over to
I'm
the
still
second
devastated
round.
State and I'm still recovering. I might cry a little bit later. We'll see. It's, you know, it's early. But here we go. For my second pick, we're going with 12 Petal Kasaya.
Ooh, pretty good.
This is a really beautiful card. The extended art is dope. It seems like we're back to the all cold foils have extended art on them for the legendary equipment, which is as it should be, because why wouldn't you? Who needs a non-shiny white box on their dopest card that they get to look at for the whole game? Yeah, this one, this is by Billy Christian. I don't know if we've got a lot of Billy Christians. It's like the whitest person's name ever. I'm Billy Christian. He's actually Catholic.
Victor.
Oh, he did Victor? Nice.
Yeah. Both Victors.
Ravages.
Tight. Okay. Well, Billy Christian, doing great. Glad to see his work in the game. But yeah, I just, this feels like one of the best representations of like Zen's character. You know, he's got his staff, like, you know, it feels very cinematic. It's like a still from a movie where he's like meditating before he goes and fucks up somebody with his dope staff and tiger claws. So we're going with 12 Petal Kasaya for my second pick.
Strong pick. That's a strong pick in the second round.
Yeah. There's a lot of, there's a lot of good art. I feel like normally we say, we're like, we go into doing this and we're like, oh, there's so much good art. Then you have to pick it and you're like, well, some of this art isn't that good. But this set, there's a lot of really, really good art.
The Majestics are always good. But when the commons are hard, that's when, like, when there's a lot of good commons is when it gets hard. Like, we haven't gotten to the commons, but even the ones, like, there's a lot of very strong options in this set, which is not always the case.
All right, back to Blake. Oh, man, we need a Amy Winehouse cover that says back to Blake instead.
I will say I have another visual element. I'm going to go with Path Well Traveled because this Marvel's so sick. It's something where it's like, I don't think this is a fab card. If you show this to me 2 years ago, I'm like, no, well, that's not what we do. Like, that art is way too good. That art is way too in depth. that art is like multi-layered. I do like that we are introducing a bunch of these Japanese artists. I don't know if this will be forever. And like, even if like, will there be Marvel style stuff or is this a one time or maybe when we go back to Miss Vale number two? But I love this direction of like, this is something where there's literally a path and it's so far, like you can like look and there's, you're like, how far back does that go? And like the depth, I guess, is the word I'm looking for. I just think it's super cool and I like it, but it's something where I'm wondering if for art direction, whenever they were talking about these eight Marvel cards, if they were like, go wild, or if they looked through these people's portfolios and were like, love what you did with this. With 1.5 changes, we could make it into a fab card. I'd love to know, like, I'd love to know the whole story about art direction. Maybe that's a developer thing that I think could be even cooler, is like talking to the main dude, Sam Yang, and be like, you know what? We saw this dude's location work and we're like, can you put a dude on it in front of it and make it be from this era? And the guy was like, yeah, of course I can. I love making dudes. And like, happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride.
And like, and it's something where this Marvel card, I haven't bought dragons. I'd never bought angels. Both of those were extremely cool. I think angels were maybe a little cooler than dragons. I do think I'm going to buy all eight of these Marvels. And I think that's because the art is so good. We're in the middle of art drafts, but that's my second pick.
Good pick.
Solid pick.
Yeah.
I like how it's like an illustration from maybe like a book. Yes. You know what I mean? Or like a panel out of a comic or a story or something. That's what it reminds me of. That's my two cents. Zane, right? You're next.
That's me. Yeah. Man, there's so many different ways I could go here. I could go with ones that I don't expect you guys to pick, but I just like so much because they're fun and unique. But yeah, there's just so many. Okay. With my second pick, I'm going to go a little off the the standard path. I don't think this is one that you guys maybe would have picked, but
off the path that's well traveled, you mean?
Exactly. I would be so sad if this card got picked. So I'm just gonna go ahead and take it here. I'm gonna take Unravel Aggression.
Ooh.
The Mystic Defense Reaction. It is just, it's a shame that this is not an extended art, because this card is just begging to be extended art. But the like crazy powerful defensive energy that this mystic person is wielding is just so cool and like so dynamic and like interesting to look at, and like comes from the same artist that did some of my old favorites like Chilling Ice Fane and Hurl. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it just, everything about this card just does it for me, except I really wish it came in extended art.
That's fair.
Great pick. This was on my name longer list, but definitely on there ones where it's just like, wow. Like it, I think what really can determine not the quality of the art, but like how striking it can be is like even looking at a small thumbnail, you're just like, whoa, what is that? Like that's, there's some like crazy shit going on in there. And it's just got, it's got good swirlies, you know?
We love a swirl. Swirly.
And when you flip the swirly over, your opponent's going to go, God dang it, you always have it.
You swirlied me. Solid. It's also a great, like, I always love the cards that have amazing color palettes like that, where you're just like, I just thrown all these sick colors together everywhere. Love that.
Yeah, it feels like the theme for this set has really allowed for just more of a dynamic range of colors. Like I think, you know, Heavy Hitters was very much kind of like a sandy, you know, pit fight vibe. So it's gritty. Hard to throw in like pastels and like, you know, very, very light and beautiful colors. So this one is, you know, there's a lot of blue, but there, you know, that's not bad. That's not bad. Blue's a good color.
Great color.
All right, Taylor.
All right. With the fourth and final pick in the second round, the Mistvale art draft, I'm going to choose my first Marvel. Marvel New Alluring Desire. Sade almost lost his mind. At first, I was like, news art is not that great. I'm like, not into this. But now that it's like not in a trailer and it's like still and I can look at it, it's freaking super cool. And she's got her little doggies out there and her flip flops as well. See? And she has like, it does a good job, I think, with her moniker, Alluring Desire, right? I think the art encapsulates that really well. And I like how her dress is potentially like a bunch of snakes or tentacles, you know, that are like grab at you, kind of like whatever that one particular demon was at the end of that particular season of Demon Slayer, that she had all these freaking whips and her brother also lived inside of her and it was crazy. Anyway, shout out to Demon Slayer. Go freaking watch that show or read the manga. It's really good. It's like my favorite. So anyway, I, you know, and you're like in her lair, etc. So I like it, you know.
I really came around on this one too. I did not like it at first. I was like, this doesn't, it's too much. There's like too much going on. It's like, I don't know. There's just too many colors. And then as you kind of like see the flavor of new and like what all cards do, I do think that it's like kind of a perfect representation of the character. And like, it is just very visually interesting and there's so much going on, but that's kind of the point. Like that's part of her aesthetic.
Yeah. I think when the trailer dropped and it was like kind of zoomed in on her feet first and like, it was just like, oh, okay, wow, we decided to like really, really go for it on the hero art. But then when you realize how horny this set is just generally, they're like, okay, well, happy Valentine's Day, happy Pride Month. This feels not even as horny as some of the rest of the cards. So in context, very, you know, very good. But yeah, good pick. My only thing with Nude's art is that her young art looks almost exactly the same, but it's just like she used to smoke and now she doesn't, just has a fan. Just like, I mean,
you got to be careful with the young art on a succubus style character.
I mean, yeah, you can't, but it's like, look at Azuri's old art. It's like, she's like a teenager, like sitting on a rock being like, this is me in high school. And then it's just like, then she's like, and now I got a job. And it's like, we stab people. You know, so it's like, you definitely do, but like, you could just also present her as like a normal young woman. Cause it's like,
she works at the front counter.
Yeah. She's clean. She's got, not she's the mop girl. She's cleaning up the mess.
I think it's also maybe new is, you know, okay.
Oh my God. Sorry. All the spilled lasagna sauce in the back.
Oh no, my paschetti.
She could just be an ageless non-human, you know what I mean? Like a siren, she just never ages, so she's basically the same age, you know?
That's a good point. I like that headcanon.
There we go.
Know more about for limited, we need the young heroes, okay? Yeah. How else are they going to have 20 life?
That's true.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't divide by two.
Let's move this art draft along here. Okay, with the first pick in the third round, because this is snake style, I'm going with the draft's first common, but a real banger and unprecedented at this moment. But I believe my last two will see me on home here. So here we go. I'm going to choose Droplet, a real wet foot.
Dude, this is his feet turnaround.
in action sequence. This is a standoff, and yeah, strong, powerful foot, action scene. There we go.
What a foot it is, you know?
It's the most powerful foot maybe in the set.
Like, he's got them like muscle veins on the bottom of his calf. Like, that's crazy.
He's Diesel. Or she. Or they.
Or she.
Whoever it is, nice. Nice foot. That's a good one. It's also a very cinematic shot, you know, the stomping foot. Or is it like, was their foot there and their energy's just radiating up and like the water's coming up?
Ooh,
you know?
I like that better. Yeah,
powering up. It could just be like, yeah, I'm standing so still and charging my mystic chi. Power chi, yeah. And the water is just like
cool. That's better.
Nice.
All right.
Same guy that did Dishonor.
Nice.
Dude. Over to you, Zane.
Hey Taylor, would you possibly want to repeat the card that you picked? Because someone's internet theoretically may have cut out while you were talking.
It's definitely Droplet.
Yeah.
Droplet. First common in the set. Most powerful foot in the set.
It totally is. I'm Taylor sure you explained it perfectly, and I heard all of it.
It's beautiful.
It's your pick now, though, Zane. You're
shout
up.
Out to Cox Internet. Okay.
Happy Pride.
He's picking his first Marvel. I thought he was saying that he was going to pick the first Marvel that he opened, which was going to break my heart, because the first Marvel he opened is my favorite Marvel from the set, and it is the grain that tips the scale. I know it's not everyone's favorite, but there's just something so distinct about this, so like different flavor wise and art style wise from the rest. It's like, man, the perfect like cherry blossom, stylized cherry blossoms, the little demon taking up the rice ball, the onigiri. It's just so good. And this is the only art by Romy, the artist, in Fab. So I hope we get more from them going forward.
Yeah.
Type.
Really good. I don't think I noticed the little demon guy before. I love
that. That's the best part.
That's the whole thing.
He's tipping the scale.
Is he putting it on or taking it off?
He's taking it off for sure.
Because like the grain, if you're going to tip the scale, you're adding something to it, you know?
No.
He's putting it on so she can't hold it all. Yeah, she drops it all and then he can get all of it.
Yeah, because it's plus one power, so plus one onigiri. Like, come on.
That's true.
It also could be taking it away and then now it's unbalanced. You know, it was in perfect balance and harmony with that. And if he takes it away, it's going to fall.
Sure. Yeah.
The fact that we can have the discussion just shows how cool the art is.
Yeah.
This is great. Sensor all over again. Right, yeah. Taylor?
Exactly.
It looks like the kind of like wood block printing style Japanese art that is really cool. It's a good choice. These Marvels, man, they knew what they were doing. They're like, we're going to make these Mystic cards so tight. And they did. Hell yeah.
Blake, you're up.
Back to Blake.
What do you got?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Okay. I don't have a card like this. I don't have the rainbow foil of it. I think this one is the one I want a mat of. I don't think there's any reason they'll ever make a mat of this, though, which is kind of frustrating because the card is so bad. But Attuned with Cosmic Vibrations is definitely something where when I'm looking at that art, I am like, what game am I playing? Like, this is so cool. Of who is that floating 85 feet in the sky? What's even cooler is if you look at it, they have a larger specter around them that is either a god or something where it's like, this is my power. Like, I'm so interested in what this character is. I think it's so beautiful of all the purple blues that we've seen with like whatever, like Carlos Cruchaga, thank you for doing this for us. Like, this is something where if I had this as a playmat, I don't want zones on it. We could put Fab logo in the corner, I guess, if we have to. But I think this would be the one that I would, put this as an art piece in my living room. And nobody asks me, like, is that from your dumb card game you play? And you go, first of all, it's not dumb. But yes, it is. But like, I think there's so much other things where if you put like art from this in your house, they'd be like, oh, is that Viscerite? But like, this is art where you're like, I just think it's universally cool where if you had this as a sticker on your binder and went to sixth grade, or if you had this as, let me outline it and put it as a tattoo. Like, why am I even thinking about that? Like, I wouldn't tattoo Bet Big. I don't want to ever say other cards, but like this is a card where I'm like, this is just making me think about stuff that I don't think about when I think about art in this game. And it's just so cool. I know that's not really descriptive at all, but like, I wish this card was like a playable staple that we're going to play four times a game. I don't think that is going to happen, but I love this art. And I bet it's even cooler when it's in foil.
Yeah.
That's a good pick.
Yeah. It's
really it's cool. Pick. I also like how there's like a person in the center and a person made of space bits. Mm. I don't know how to just cosmic vibrations, made of cosmic vibrations in kind of the background as well. It's cool. Very, very cool.
Great job, Blake.
Universal, if you will.
That was a great job, Blake. Keep fucking taking everything I want to pick. And I, you know what? Earlier I shouted out wheelofnames.com, but fuck that website. ruining my art draft. I'm going to send them a strongly worded letter. Please, sir, this is a free website. You need to shut up. All right. So we're reaching end of round three. We're doing five rounds, right?
Five rounds.
Five.
Three more picks. This is getting tough because there is so much good art. I think I need to start thinking about this. I like how Blake, you know, described this as the thing you want on your wall that, you know, your mom's not going to be like, is that your stupid card game art? Because that's what she would say. Mom, God. No, I'm just kidding. She wouldn't say that. But it's hard. Oh, fuck.
Just her tone would be different. Oh, yeah. that's from your stupid card game.
That's nice. The pause, the pregnant pause.
Yeah.
I'm glad you love it, but yeah,
it's so nice that you like something.
That's new.
Yeah. Are you sure you want to hang it there?
Yeah. What if you put it in your room?
All right. I think let's. Damn it. I really want to pick Cosmic Awakening, but it's just a poor man's Traverse the Universe, and it feels like a waste of a pick.
It's not. It's really good.
You're right. It is good. I should just believe in myself, and we're going to do it because it is dope. We're going with Cosmic Awakening. Very similar vibes to Traverse the Universe. It's also Olga. They were like, you know what? This is so good. I'm just going to do it again, but different. But yeah, I think same reasons. Very good stuff going on with the lighting. The draping, drawing fabric that looks this good and like lush. I have to believe that's hard. It's like when you see. I mean, it's not as hard as like those dudes sculpting marble to make it look like it's soft fabric that's also sheer somehow. And you're like, how do you make it look like this stone is see-through cloth on top of a stone body? It's crazy. But, you know, it's got to be difficult. And then I also like how the background, it kind of has those vibes of the street artists who just spray paint, like, you know, space stuff, like, in 2 seconds with bowls and shit. And it still looks cool. Like, it's like this. It's dope. Yeah, I think it's just good. She's got just power pose going on. Is she floating in space? Probably. It's her cosmic awakening, you know? It's just dope. And then also, like, this card could potentially attack for 20. Like, come on. Yeah. Like, that's also cool.
That's what I was going to say, is that it also has, like, the dopest ability maybe on any card. Well, it has one of the most fun abilities on any card chosen so far. Just totally. Like, here's 20.
Yeah.
My last thing I will say, especially particularly about Olga's work, is there's always like choice brush strokes that they kind of leave in, you know, like on her leg, you can kind of tell it's like, you know, there's strokes of, you know, digital paint there, and it's like the same thing as on Traverse the Universe when you get to look at it and that sort of thing, and all of her stuff. And I just like those little I don't know, rough detail is like maybe not the right word, but artistic choice that they usually make, and just adds kind of another piece of depth to their work. So great pick.
Thank you. No one else.
Back to you again, Colin.
I need some time to stall and pick my next one. Fuck. Oh, there's so many good things left. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Oh. That fifth. Are we vamping or are we going?
I mean, I picked, so you can vamp in a minute when it's your turn. So, you know what? This one, I shouted it out earlier with its new name that we're giving it. It's just called Soup. it is Stir the Pot. I think for its singular nature in Flesh and Blood art, As much as like some of this other like Japanese style art, I think could see its way into future sets. I feel like we won't ever get a card like Stir the Pot again. It's just kind of wild. It's like, is the cat making the soup? No, it's this weird demon dude standing on the bowl with the spoon. Or is he feeding the soup to the cat? And is he about to feed this little chicken dude to him? But then like it's like the nastiest soup you ever seen. Just got a bunch of demons and worms and a skeleton.
A man died in there too, you know, like been in the soup so long.
Well, there's like skeleton. A small man, and then behind the small man is a bigger hand, looks like a bones of a bigger hand from like a normal size person. So there's all sorts of weird shit going on. There's like a tombstone with a face back there. I don't know. It's really good. It's just kind of fun. And also the card, you know, just says shuffle, which is really funny. Yeah. We're stirring the pot. It's a good name. You know, this is, I like the name of this one, but I think soup, we'll just call it soup. You want some soup? That's where we go for my fourth pick. First pick of the fourth
round. I love that in the Marvel one, you can see, I love that you can see like the paper wall and like window in the very top of the Marvel. Like it just adds so much like context to the image. Like obviously that's not what makes it interesting, but like just the fact that it's like in a room with like a stylized wall even is like,
yeah,
it just adds to it a lot. I don't know.
Yeah. It's a weird scene.
Cool.
Yeah.
I think there's something too of like, if you know every context of every character in there, there's got to be like years and years of history behind some of those characters of like, this is what a chicken means in this context. This is what a kappa means. And like, there's like that thing that looks like an alien from Aliens where you're like, oh no, what is that? Like, like, this is just like all the folklore or myth from this part of the world that we can also participate in. Wraith is kind of interesting of like the idea of, is it so close to our countries that we're kind of basing stuff on? Like Mistvale has a whole bunch of history and myths too. It's pretty cool.
Absolutely. All right, Blake. It's back to you.
Okay, I've been shutting up about this because I didn't want you guys to also think about this kind of stuff. I think, based on looking at the cards in person, I think these are the best the Rainbow Foils have ever looked. And I think they've either done something different in art direction to make them pop, or maybe there's a new process or something, or maybe the simple idea of blues are cooler when it comes to foiling and greens or whatever, because the assassins have some green. I know there was probably some cool foiling with some prism cards, the white ethereal stuff from spectral shields and the like of light stuff. But there's my next two cards. I'm only going to do one, obviously, but I'm picking ones that I don't think you can see how cool the art is unless you have a foil of it. And my first one is Manifestations of Muragai. I think this card is something where you're like, well, it's just a dragon or whatever. But the way the light catches the foil, it just completely changes the whole context of the card, I think. Of like, in your mind, you're like, oh, I can kind of see that that's an ethereal being above it. Or ephemeral, whatever the right word is. But
Ethel. With Ethel being an Ethel.
Yeah, an Eiffel Tower being. It's something where oh my gosh, like as soon as I saw this foil, I was like, what the hell? I need to completely foil out everything.
Dude, you need the extended
Carlos Crouch. Yeah, there's that too. Let's pretend I have an extended art. I looked at those. Those are like $197,000. So I was like
70 bucks right now.
They went down. Great. I like the depth of this as well, because I think when you first look at it, you're like, oh, it's a small totem. And then you realize like it's an entire city that this dragon is lording over.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, shoot. Like, what does this mean for this Mistvale town? Is Maragai protecting them or is he about to FSU?
My favorite university.
yeah. Dude, have they never FSU fuck shit up of like people that hate that school or like. Anyway, I like foiling in this set is gorgeous. I think that's why I spent so much money on this set already. Is a large part because of this card showed up in the first base and I was like, good lord. That's my pick.
Nice. I like that Blake's like, I've opened up so much of this.
I have all my picks.
In your face. I have them right here. And I'm like, I haven't opened up a single pack because my cases aren't here yet.
But I don't have true love or a dog. So double true love. You guys all have dogs and wives and stuff.
You could buy a dog. They're just for sale. The other thing, you got to, you know, it's Pride Month. Get out there and you know,
yeah,
make that connection. Pride Month.
Yeah.
Oh, follow me on my podcast. It's so hot.
Dude, if you were not a 30-something with a podcast, there would be something wrong with you.
True. True, true, true.
Nice. Yeah, good pick. I was looking at this one. I had to double check that the extended art wasn't like a fancy promo alternate art because the extended art is really good. You get that even more of that scale because the boats, like these large boats are down there, very small. And then, yeah, it's Maragai. I would think Maragai is there protecting them. It's their local dragon, you know, like support your local dragon. That's what they say.
Mm.
And if not, he'll eat you. So, you know, you got that threat.
Yeah. Zane, you're up, my friend.
Let's do it. All right. It's kind of wild. None of us have taken a class common. There's been Droplet, which is a common, which is not a class common. Not a single class common's been taken. I'm going to take the first one. I'm going to take my favorite of them, obviously.
Wow.
And that is Haze Shelter, which may be another kind of off the beaten path pick. But there's something about this character that's so like evocative for me, and the like paper that she's holding, which I think they're called Ofuda. They're like, it's like a Buddhist symbol that like represents protection, which is like just such a perfect like representation or like image for this art, where it's a ward card. Like, this character is so interesting. It kind of reminds me of like Ronnie from Elden Ring. And I don't know. When this like image came up on the trailer, I was like, oh hell yeah. Like we're so in. I'm in on whatever this is, which I'm not sure if I'm in on Enigma, but this card I love.
Yeah, this was.
Go ahead, Colin.
No, just say it's on my list. Like it's, it's cool. This is like the can we get this as a hero now kind of art where you're like let's do that.
Yeah, this falls in that category of, can we have this as a hero? Who else is that? Exude Confidence is one of those. I think there's like a number of, there's examples in like every class too. Like, there's all those guardians like Mangle and stuff like this is Swarmer. A hero we want to see. Yeah.
Junkyard dog.
Yeah. Junkyard dog. Yeah. Such a good doggy.
Droplet was just a foot hero. It's just the giant foot that kicks people.
You've heard of Master Hand.
Cool. Good pick, Zane. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, I do.
It's one of my favorite cards, too. It looks really good in person, too. Like, you know, looks cool. Hazy stuff. Okay. With the final pick in the fourth round,
fuck.
We are making a strong pick here. I think it's maybe the most bedazzled of its class. So we're going with Undertow Stilettos. Very beautiful foot. Also, dominating whoever this person is. Like,
I know what your strategy was now.
Oh, you see what you're doing here.
Yep, this is the coup de grace here, the coup de grace round. Yeah, so I love the reds. It's in the greens, little Christmas vibe in there. I love
the reds.
And there's a person just being freaking dominated. Like, you know, maybe they're paying for that. Like, I want you to step on me with your shoes, mommy. And little did you know, you're going to die. So it's a beautiful foot. Looks good. Those are great shoes.
Slithered.
Yeah.
Sounds terrible when you say it that way.
Are these the best common feet of all time, too?
There's
Snapdragon scalers exist, but
well, this is crazy because you can give your CNC go again. You know,
that's true.
That's what's crazy, and it blocks one. Like, they're crazy, crazy powerful.
Yeah.
So maybe
it's pretty.
Yeah, they're definitely like in the conversation for sure.
It's pretty good. When will we get like a foot weapon? You know, we're like, the stilettos are what you're attacking with, and you're just like, you know, piercing your chest with
boot knife. The Ranger boot knife is what I've been waiting for forever.
just give us something, a one-time use where our arrows fall apart and we're just like, I stab you with my boot knife.
Yes.
It's a good pick, Taylor. You're disgusting and despicable for picking only feet.
Whoa, dude. We don't kink shame on this podcast. Okay.
No, it's not the kink. It's that you're pandering. You're trying to resonate other people's kinks to your benefit. And
it's called strategy.
I understand strategy. It. I understand
I have a theme.
I made fun of it before, but I think your strategy was good. I think if everyone votes for you, we know what kind of people watch our show.
Totally. And what kind of content we need to make. Yeah. Okay. With the
feet rise up.
First pick in the fifth and final round. Wow. The final grain on the top of my scale, we're going with Aqua Laps. Potentially the sexiest foot or most tantalizing foot, I think, in the set. First, your eyes are drawn to the gown and the lap, but then you notice, ooh, the toes are tickling the water and creating ripples and are also adorned at the ankle. So very beautiful, very tantalizing. I think a lot of value in the fifth round. So there you go. There's my art draft. The all foot draft.
Wow.
Greatest, none of you saw it coming.
Greatest hits of feet. You know, I just don't think we were brave enough to to waste all our picks on a bunch of feet.
Whoa, wasted. These arts are good, dog. Come on.
They're good.
These arts are good, dog.
These arts right here are good. No, it's good. They're good.
These dogs are good art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, kudos to you for really nailing your theme, and you know, none of us wanted to pick that. Although I guess what was your first pick?
Meridian pathway.
Oh, well, okay, never mind. Okay.
Just dominating the foot draft. Okay, over to you, Zane, with your final pick.
Yeah.
All right. This is how do I round out my set? All right, we're gonna go with the generic, another first in this draft. The first generic. Not a lot of generics in this set, but one of them stands above the rest art-wise, and that is Gravekeeping. This is like a really cool design, like card, like what the card does, just kind of simple, but has a lot of interesting implications. But this art is just so like peaceful and pretty and like fits the set, but still feels like a generic. Like, it doesn't feel too mystic, but it clearly comes from this set. And it's just like I don't know. It's a pretty art. It's evocative. And again, with the cherry blossoms. I'm a sucker for cherry blossoms, apparently.
This is the most Zane card you've chosen. I feel like you just always love these types of cards in every set. You know?
Yeah. It's true.
Which I like that about you.
It's the same artist as Balance of Justice, which was my first pick in the last draft. I like this style.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm thrilled with my draft. I mean, we'll talk about it, but I feel good.
Good. Nice. Good. Good. Blake, your final pick, sir.
So I introduced a concept last time about a foiling being the best it's ever been. I also enjoy Assassin. And I saw all these wonderful Assassin cards. There's two that kind of fit into this, but we can only pick one. I do think of all these Assassin cards, you could get into the, like, wow, these are really sexy, or you could get into these are really dangerous. But I think the Assassin card that represents everything the best that also has the best foiling is Hiss. And I love this art because I think it's kind of crazy whenever you're looking at this art, because the foiling hits both that green swipe, or I guess it's more of like a Fantasia, like follow me green mist or whatever. And then the red curtains. At one point I thought these were legs. And so that was kind of cool of like, I was like, oh, she's like beckoning somebody. And I was like, oh, it's curtains. But the foiling on this is so cool because it's both the green and the red in this. And that's what I'm trying to say about the foiling is, like, from some cards in Monarch, that's where I'm from, is Monarch. There's a couple cards. Tales of Aria had some nice stuff. But, like, there is so much foiling on Hiss that they hit with the foiler where you're like, oh, we're not some random card in Monarch where the bottom right has a little bit here and the top left has one stripe. Like, they went all out on this card. I think it's cool to be like introducing, like, this is part of the Vipressa or whatever, the mistresses of Clan Nakus, like Nasuka wave pleasure with hand and limb. Like, it's something where you're like, oh, it literally says Scarlet Tapestries. I should have never thought it was legs, but like, it's something where I'm interested in this art of like, what is this all about? I think if this was a mat, I would rock this mat for Assassin. And I think it's equal parts like, oh, there's more people like New. Is New the leader or the clan, the Vipressa? Like, what's going on here? I think it's everything you want in art. Is it looks cool. It's making you ask questions. And the foiling is sick. And she's cute. But she could kill you.
Yeah. I have a question and a comment. Is on their arm, is that like a crazy tattoo sleeve, or is that like part of the garment? Because there's like the gauntlet on the wrist, which I looks think it's detached.
Because like, look at her
side.
And there's yeah. Like, looks like it's more tattoo.
Yeah.
I think those could even be like scales that look like a tattoo, but she's like literally scales.
Actually part snake.
Ooh, yeah. I like that. I'd pay for that. The other thing I would say, Blake, is the legs are the curtains to the crotch. So it makes sense that you...
I have said that before.
Part the mist veil.
Yeah.
Not in many Pride months, but now that you've brought that back in, I have said that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Awesome. Colin.
That's my art draft.
Your final pick
is art draft. You know, just want to say everyone did a great job today. And man, there's still so much good art left. Let me look at my picks. What would really just tie this, you know, whole thing together? I think I'm conflicted. I'm deeply conflicted. All right, I'm going to do this. Yeah, I'm going to do it.
You've been on a journey this whole draft, Colin. I love it.
It's been tough because, like, I really do think the art is been the strongest in this set. Like,
it's one of my favorite. I could have just art-wise for sure
all Mystic Marvels, like, and been like, "Yep, this is it. Yeah. They're good." Yeah. Like, I don't feel bad about doing this. But then, you know, you start thinking like, I should have, you know, I don't want to just be one note. So I'm going to go with this one. I think I've been just very, very much in the Mystic thing. I was thinking about another card, but we're going to go with the first Tenet of Chi, Tide. I think there's just like a really kind of beautiful simpleness to this dude on a beach, person on a beach, meditating in front of a giant gate that's in the ocean. There's waves crashing. There's the mountains of Misfail, and you know, this the sun kind of beaming in their face, casting this shadow towards you, which is just looks good. And you know, I feel like a lot of my art was very close. You know, it was close. It was kind of close quarters, tight shots. So I wanted something a bit more expansive. I think, oh man, maybe I should have. Very close call with Wide Blue Yonder, but I think the, man, should I have done that? I've already picked. It's over. I'm fucked. we're going with first Tenet of Chi. It's good. I like it.
It is cool.
Wait, are you saying the art is so good we should all have a sixth pick?
No, yeah. That's not. That's outside
not
of
the there's not. There's not enough feet. There's not enough feet. Said Taylor.
I picked all the feet. This last one is just a picture of my foot. Yeah, so that is it for me. Wrapping up the 2024 Part the Misfail season art draft for the reaction step of the Attack Action podcast. My picks were Passover, 12 Petal, Kasaya? Yeah. Cosmic Awakening, Stir the Pot, and First Tenet of Chi, Tide.
Nice.
Blake, what were your picks?
Oh, crap. I'm supposed to remember this stuff? My first pick was Enigma. My second pick was... my second pick was Pathwell Traveled. My third pick was Attune with Cosmic Vibrations. My fourth pick was the Miragai card. And my fifth pick was Hiss.
And my first pick was Traverse the Universe. My second pick was Unravel Aggression. Third, The Grain That Tips the Scale. Fourth was Haze Shelter. And fifth was Grave Keeping.
And then my five picks in the Part the Misfail foot draft was Meridian Pathway, Marvel New, Droplet, Undertow Stilettos, and Aqua Lapse. There we go. So nice. If you loved somebody's draft over the others, you're the determining factor. The audience, leave a comment below of this YouTube video. We really want to know who won because we want to lord it over the other person.
Yeah.
People.
And what did we miss? Oh. You know, we missed a lot. So what were your favorites? Shout them out below. There's a lot of good ones that we could probably just talk for like 20 more minutes on honorable mentions, but probably won't.
Okay, I literally have to have one. I literally must.
All right, everyone gets one honorable mention.
Okay. It was painful. It was painful to not select Eloquent Eulogy.
Yeah.
I love Runeblade art. This one is so like impactful and like just like powerfully what Vincent represents.
Yeah.
But I was loving that nobody took an expansion slot card because the base set is just so good.
Yeah.
And like the expansion slot cards go hard, but we just were all feeling the Misfail too much. But if I was going to dip into the expansion slot, this would be like my Windmill Slam pick. I love the art on this.
Absolutely. Yeah. That one was on my list. I love that it's Vincent in situ, like, you know, they're in the card and it's just looks dope. The fucking, you know, rune chant, like you, it's like you're seeing the rune gate, you know, like visualized. right there, which is tight. I'm very, very into this one. Fedum, Federico. Didn't have a lot of art in this one. The other one, the generic he did was really good too, but it just felt like a lot of good regular flesh and blood art, and I think that was the thing in this set, was like everything felt so different and new.
I actually have two drafts of notes just in case I didn't get the first pick and somebody picked Meridian Pathway and I was going to be fucked. But I wasn't, so I got to do that. But that was on my short list, on my big board of cards for sure.
Was there a theme for that other version?
No, it was just Regos.
But he was like, I got it. I've solidified my place in feet loving history.
Not the word Regos being introduced to the world. Right?
Blakey, I got any honorable mentions?
I think I'm just going to do the Restless Coalescence or whatever. The fact that there's a huge cat face in our game now is really funny. Of like, look at all these kitty cats. I don't think anybody will ever call it Restless Coalescence. I think they'll go kitty cat as they play kitty cat. And it's something where I enjoy that kind of stuff of like, in this game where we just talked about how crazy and specific every card is, there's also big ass cat face card.
Nice.
Yep. Colin, what's your honorable mention?
I was very close to picking Wide Blue Yonder, and then also I was very into Art of Desire Soul, the yellow version. I thought of that. I realized that they were different names for the different colors, and that the art was different on all of them. And I feel like the yellow one just had like a really cool, warm color palette, and just like, you know, she's blowing this, you know, epic smoke ring that is a person, which is pretty cool, is evocative. It was like, I don't know, there's something kind of like simple about it. It was just like a interesting calm moment, even though it's a an attack action.
That, Colin, is the next card where whenever it's in rainbow foil, that shit is fucking cool.
Yeah.
Nice. And it the smoke and then the layer of color on her face are both foiled. And you're just like I want whatever they did for foiling. I would love to hear the 25-minute discussion about this. And like, let's like, if they ever want to make more money from the people that have bought $75,000 from this card game already, like, hey, we're going to use the same foiling style, but go back and redo Monarch and go back and redo all these other ones with the same foiling style. And I would be like, okay, that's going to be way cool. I know they'd never do that because of the policy or whatever, but there's just something where I'm like so excited for the next wave of the game of like, if the bar is so high right now, art wise, that I hope they just always stay at this. And like these new artists that did all the Marvels, like if they start doing commons and shit, this is only going to get more amazing.
Yeah. My honorable mention is Siren's Call. Nice. I really like this artist as well. They're the artist of Shuko and Shriek Razors. And I love how there's like a little blurry plant kind of just in the corners.
Yeah,
so you're kind of like, oh, you know, the perspective on this. And Nu just looks I think this is when she looks the coolest, because she looks more like a person rather than a cartoon-ish style, you know, a little bit more. And her tattoos look really freaking cool. And it looks very dangerous also. I know this was a playmat in Tokyo, and I hope that there's somehow I can get this as a playmat, because it freaking kicks ass. So yeah, that was one of my honorable mentions.
There's no specializations in this set.
just sacred arts,
yeah,
which is not even a specialist.
Technically not, yeah.
Yeah.
What the
no frick? Shiana buffs. No Shiana buffs.
No Shiana buffs. Yep.
Keep her down.
Speaking of spoiling too, Blake, the promos from the pre-release, when you get your Fang Strike promo, the foiling on that, like, blew my mind, because that whole fucking snake is the most vibrant foil green. I was like, oh my god.
Like, I'm agreeing.
Yeah, I would have just never have said that or thought that that was going to happen in like a prepackaged thing they're giving us, you know?
Right. We have extras for you, Colin. I think one thing that, like, I don't know if this is, don't bring this up or whatever, but like, I don't know if I can put my hand up at the next Q&A that they do and go, what did you guys do different? Or if that's going to be like inflammatory, or like, what do you mean our art was bad before Misfell? It's like, it wasn't bad, but like,
how have you guys learned and improved the process?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll get Zane to ask the question. Like, it's just something where, like, I really enjoyed Heavy Hitters. I thought some of those cards were really cool. I don't think any of them are better than what we just saw here. Like, maybe some of the legendaries or whatever. I know we just said some good stuff, so don't say negative stuff. But, like, what did you guys do differently with this foiling is just phenomenal.
Yeah. I feel like the colors and stuff really have a big effect on it. Tell me what you did. I think that
it could be just like yellow isn't work, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, when you're foiling stuff that is just kind of like a normal, you know, color palette, like the parts that shine are like the lightest parts, you know, like, you know, same thing with like coal foil. But I think so when you have more color on there that like really pops on its own, when you foil it, it just gets like even better. Exactly.
It's like
Spinal Crush.
Here's a Spinal Crush from the beginning set, and you're like, oh, they're choosing to only foil the background and maybe the armor. And like, that just means like 60% of the card is not foiled. But I think in Misfell, there's just like, maybe there's only like 23% that's not foiled, and you're like, oh shit.
One of my favorite qualities of Blake is how he can just make up numbers that are somehow believable but totally made up. I was just like, yeah, 23%, that sounds about right. It's just made up.
So I was on the math team, and then I got really bogged down by calculus in college, and that combo is going to be the way you do this, you know?
Calculus and math stuff. Okay, to help us get out of here so this doesn't become 4 hours, thank you, everybody. Appreciate everybody listening. Great job. Great draft. I think this is going to be a hard one to choose which of the four of us had the best five picks. I'm excited to hear what the community has to say. Thank you. And goodbye.